डॉक्टर इंडिकेटिंग readmission note, patient name Hobin, HOBINE, John, JOHN, date of birth 1-9-1930, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 6-25-2023, place, if patient is readmitted from the hospital. History presented, and this is a 93-year-old gentleman. He was sent out from the nursing rehab to the hospital because patient has a gross hematuria. We did lab work in the rehab center. Patient has a significant leukocytosis and UTI in the labs. Patient has suspected sepsis, and patient was advised to be transferred to the hospital. Patient was sent to MedStar Hospital. He was admitted there with the sepsis secondary to UTI. He was also known to have urinary retention and complication of the blocked Foley catheter. Patient was managed. He was given IV antibiotics initially in the hospital, subsequently switched to the oral antibiotics to complete the course. It was thought to be hemorrhagic cystitis. CT done that shows inflammatory changes. Initially, anticoagulation was held. He is maintaining anticoagulation because of AFib after hematuria resolved, and he was restarted on warfarin along with the bridging Lovinox. After stabilization, the patient was sent back to the rehab center. Today when I saw the patient, patient denies any headache, dizziness, hematuria has resolved, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Next line, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, diabetes mellitus, AFib, warfarin, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, cardiomyopathy, ejection 40 to 45%. Crohn's disease. Ruha system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuroendocrine. Medications upon discharge. Tylenol 650. Q6 hour PRN, Lipitor 20 milligram daily.
I'll look into it, but either way, I think it's better to wait to start it. So after the procedure,
probiotic capsule daily, cyanocobalamin D12, 1200 mcg daily.
Because we give it to him, he gets lethargic.
Lovinox bridging therapy, 80 milligrams subcutaneous Q12 hour, along with the warfarin. Once the INR is therapeutic, Lovinox will be discontinued. Terology, Lipitor, one inhalation daily, hydrocortisone, 1% topical cream twice a day for rash, ketoconazole, shampoo. Monday and Thursday for 7 days, lidocaine 5% for the pain, metoprolol 25 mg BID, montelukast 10 mg daily, multivitamin daily, potassium chloride 10 MEQ daily. Bactrim DS, one tablet BID, to finish on 6-28-2023. Flow methadone 4 mg daily, Tarsamide 10 mg daily, Warfarin 2 mg. Thursday to Saturday, Warfarin 2 mg on 2 tablet on Tuesday, and Warfarin 4 mg Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Warfarin 2 mg on Sunday. Physical exam today, patient is awake, alert, re-entry time 3, is cooperative. His blood pressure is 142/78, pulse 90, temperature 97.5, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%. Head edema, thrombophilic, arginic, taric, neck, supple, JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs are clear, heart estimate is to irregular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are fast, extremity has a trace edema, but there is no calf tenderness. Neuro, he is awake, alert, re-entry time 3. Lab done in the rehab yesterday, I reviewed by me, so sodium is 135, potassium 4.2, chloride 126, glucose 126, chloride 99, CO2 32, PET 20.4, INR 1.7, WPCK 113.07, hemoglobin 11, hematocrit 34. assessment, patient is admitted, status post recent sepsis, secondary to UTI, next line gross hematuria, secondary to hemorrhagic cystitis, next line urinary tract infection, next line coronary artery disease, next line history of AFib, currently restarted anticoagulation, history of COPD, interstitial lung disease, plan of care will continue all his current medications. I will do STAT, PT, INR tomorrow, and once the INR is a 2 or above, we'll discontinue Lovinox. And care plan will discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.